And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I'm talking about this one. I do mean this one, the one I'm in, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. There. All that ground. Hey, by the way, I gotta make sure I make a couple of announcements just so you know. Got some big doings over the next few days. I am proud to say that we have such an amazing team here that I'm able to be gone tomorrow. I'm speaking to the Tuscaloosa Republicans tomorrow evening. The only way to make that happen is I can't be on the air because I'm on the road getting to Tuscaloosa in time for their speaking engagement. So tomorrow, JP and Emily Hayes hosting the show tomorrow together.
AKA the prophecy.
Mm-hmm. The prophecy is showing up. See, that's it. Maybe Dale was wrong. The prophecy is you're taking over my show.
Yeah. Or maybe you're just in on the coup on his show still.
Maybe that's still it.
We're in the next phase.
Who else can we hire over there? Let's bring Emily in. That'd be great. Thank y'all very much, by the way, for that. So I look forward to being with the Tuscaloosa Republicans tomorrow night, and then Friday morning, I'm speaking to a student leaderships group in hosted by the Military Order of the World Wars in Huntsville. So I'm looking forward to being out there in Huntsville at the JC Center, I believe it is, with a group of like 100 students, talking to them about, you know, my views on what a great nation we live in, patriotism, civics, all of it. So that's Friday morning. And then Saturday, the American Automobile Club of America. The Automobile Club of America, I got to say it right, is having their Southeastern Nationals car show The Antique Automobile Club of America. That's what it is. I knew I had an A missing. Antique Automobile Club of America. I'm just going to stop right now. Can you take over? The Antique Automobile Club of America is having their Southeastern Nationals on Saturday at the Space and Rocket Center. Huge car show. Looking forward to that. You know I'm a car guy. But I'm also really proud of the fact that not only will I be at the car show, but I am the MC for their awards dinner that evening, Saturday evening, at the Space and Rocket Center. So got a full slate. And then next Tuesday, I'm the MC for the Eagle Forum of Alabama's annual dinner in Birmingham. So I will sleep come next Tuesday.
So you're going to be a judge, too, at the car show, are you?
No, I'm just enjoying the show, yeah. The judges have to go through judging school, basically. They're not going to just walk in and go, I like that.
Yeah.
You know, because me, I'm a Ford guy. I'm like, there's a Mustang. They win.
I love the, whenever I'm, you know, up in Huntsville, they have the little car shows at like Providence. You know, they have like a Lamborghini row, and all. I just love going and walking around those. But yeah, that if I was a judge, that's everybody would get tens. You know, that's like I couldn't critique them. Everybody would get tens.
A triple pluses.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. Starts tomorrow. I'm on this speaking tour apparently. And by the way, I'll just say it. If you guys have a group out there that you would like for me to come and speak to, I do that quite regularly. I've never actually said on the radio, hey, just let us know. But you can always send us a message. Go to rightsidemedia.org, our website. You can send messages through that if you want to. Or just call the number that you always call in, 833-687-4448, and talk to JP, and we'll take your information down. If we can make it happen, we sure will. All right. That's a lot of stuff. By the way, can I just go ahead and do one more shameless plug? The latest edition of the Right Philosophy podcast is up today. Am I right?
It was. It went up today at 11 a.m.
At 11 a.m., Right Philosophy podcast, video podcast that I do from home just went up. We had the latest edition of Right Click went up last Friday. So we've got two new video podcasts in the hopper. You can see them at rightsidemedia.org and also up on YouTube, I believe. Am I correct in saying mm-hmm. that? And then we've got some announcements coming about new content that you're going to be really excited about in the very near future. Dang, bro.
A lot going on.
We didn't even scratch the surface.
Nope.
We got a lot going on. Hey, let me do this. I want to jump onto it's going to be a mini dipper at this point, but I got to say, Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, if you watch their campaign right now, they are running on fear and hate Trump. That's what they run on. Fear and hate Trump. There's all kinds of stuff out today. Well, you know, John Kelly, who was, you know, Trump's chief of staff, says mean things about him, and even called him a fascist and said that he praised Hitler. So what happens? The Vice President of the United States went to a podium today in her official capacity to say Trump wanted generals like Adolf Hitler. He wants a military not loyal to the Constitution, but loyal to him. I'm not sure why this is allowed on, I mean, this is from the Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C. That's the vice presidential residence. She literally went to the podium to preach fear and to call out her opponent. I mean, there is zero shame right now in this group. But people are sick of it. I don't think it's resonating. They're preaching fear and hate Trump. That's all they got. The issues are no longer theirs. They have lost out on all of the issues. In fact, I got an audio clip. You got that? One of the issues that people are sick of is this cultural realignment of what even gender means. And this is a CNN panel. And by the way, the rest of the panel got really irritated when this one guy spoke truth on a CNN panel. Go ahead and play that.
Polling this morning and the week, I think David's right. It was a rough week. I mean, her faves are down. They're struggling with, I mean, the front page of the New York Times this morning, front page story, Democrats struggling with African-American voters, particularly African-American men. This gender gap issue is real. It's a real problem. And you see the Democrats reacting to it. And I think what they are now finally in October, the election, coming to realize is that a lot of men think Democrats care more about dudes who want to become women than dudes who just want to be dudes.
Well,
and no hunting, cosplay, or cringy videos is going to change it. The bet is made.
Along with
nice. Well played. That literally dudes are sick of the Democrats being more in tune with dudes or dudes that want to be women than dudes that want to be dudes. What a great point.
The reactions of the other people's reactions are,
that's crazy.
Is it crazy?
No, it's not crazy. But what they've got right now is a constant series of what I would call missteps or gaffes where they literally are insulting people like on a regular basis. Not a little bit. A lot. Like, for instance, you got the story that came out just, what, was it late last week? Kamala Harris at a rally. You have two young kids there that are pro-life Christians that decided that this was their moment of protest. You know, whether that was well-advised or not, doesn't matter. But what happened was they put her on the spot. One of them yelled out, "Jesus is Lord, Christ is King." The crowd didn't appreciate it. Kamala didn't appreciate it. She literally looked at them and said, "Oh, I think you guys are at the wrong rally," meaning Christians aren't welcome here. But she doubled down, because this is what happens when someone has built a campaign on dissing on people. She doubled down. She literally didn't just stop there with, "Oh, I think you guys are at the wrong rally." She told them which rally to go to. "I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street." What she was implying was people who say Jesus is Lord are not welcome at her rally, but they'll probably be welcome at the Trump rally. "You're in the wrong place." Snark, snark, snark. You look at that and go, that is a self-inflicted wound. But it's because she has so conditioned herself to campaigning on insults, to campaigning on dissing people to their faces, to literally dividing us up into little groups and telling the little groups that they're not good enough, that she doesn't know how to pull out of it now. She's 13 days left, and she's going to the podium at the Naval Observatory in her official capacity with the flag of the United States and the flag of the vice presidency behind her while she does so, in front of the vice presidential seal. This is not supposed to happen. And she literally bashed her opponent in politics. You're supposed to do that stuff off the property in a campaign setting. You're not even allowed to mix your meetings. Now, everybody knows that you can't help it every once in a while, like the nuclear football has to travel with the president even when he's, you know, campaigning. I get it. That's not what we're talking about. You don't make official policy statements in your campaign mode, and you don't make campaign statements in your political mode. And she blurred the lines today because she's so into campaigning on fear and hate Trump. She does not know what to do with herself if she's not. She is so willing to insult people, she does not know what to do if she's not insulting. By the way, those two kids, story here on Red State, they gave their opinions about what it was like. One of them said, "Look, He said, I know she was, she's trying to deny it, by the way. She's crawfishing. No, there was somebody who said she was lying, and she said, you're at the wrong place. No, he said, she looked at me directly in the eye and gave me an evil smirk, and then she said it. And then she waved to him when he held up his cross before saying, go to the small rally down the street. So he says, yeah, she was looking right at me, and she basically was dissing on them in front of everybody. And by the way, the crowd heckled and mocked those kids, shoved them as they walked out the door. And they had people with badges, he said, that one of the kids says, walk up to them and say, you are uninvited, unwelcome to this event. You need to leave. I'm telling you, man, these are self-inflicted wounds. And by the way, the kid, one of the kids who did that, I say kids, they're college students, said, this is what you get. This is what you're going to get with a Kamala Harris presidency. You're going to get a Kamala Harris that alienates over 50% of the population, which is Christian. You're going to get the Kamala Harris who skips the Al Smith Memorial Dinner, which no major candidate skips since Walter Mondale. And he said it proves what kind of person she is. I think that's true. I think she is lit. By the way, in case you didn't see it, in the height of hypocrisy, and like a, oh, no, that's not you just trying to reclaim ground. Story on Fox News the day after, 2 days after, I'm sorry. Vice President Harris made campaign stops at black churches in Georgia over the weekend, days after sparking her controversy among Christians by telling protesters at the wrong rally for invoking Jesus' name. Celebrated her 60th birthday at two black churches outside of Atlanta, known as going souls to the polls, they say, to encourage black voters to participate. The congregation sang happy birthday to her. Stevie Wonder sang happy birthday to her. It was awesome. And then she gave a political speech from a pulpit in a church because, you know, she's all about Jesus when they're all about her, at least. It's like gagging. It's just gagging.
I think that may be more infuriating to me that she went to a pulpit and then to do a campaign speech. You know, the church itself is not even sacred ground to her, and
no,
the campaign, it's just another opportunity to spew nonsense. And I say nonsense because she probably said something about Trump being a threat to democracy and stuff that's obviously not true, and she's going to use a sacred place like church to do that. It's insulting. So
it's extremely insulting. You know what, though? It's all she's got. Insults and hate Trump. That's all she's got. It's sad, too. She's got to be one of the worst candidates. I think Jeff said that earlier, too. One of the worst candidates to ever run for the office of the presidency. All right, we're going to come back after this break. I'll take some text messages and take you guys all the way into the go-home mode. It is 4:47 p.m. You're listening to Right Side Radio. Phil Williams, we will be right back.